PoePolitikin.com.
Welcome to PoePolitikin. Chilling with my homie Bricks. What's good, man? How you doing?
What's going on, Poe? What's cracking?
Chill, man. So first thing, you know, this is my introductory question. I just want to know a little bit about your background, where you from, how you stumbled across hip-hop and fell in love with it.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to New York. But I've been living in Virginia now for like 10 years, so I'm definitely a Virginia representative. But I stumbled across hip-hop. My pops was a DJ. You know, like the first few years of my life I lived with my pops, he was a DJ overseas because I'm an Army brat. So, but I mean, I was always engulfed in the culture. My mom's, you know, she sang. My pops was a DJ, so that's pretty much where it started.
Yeah, you were saying your mom, she worked at Atlantic, right?
Yeah, my mom's worked at Atlantic Records for like 10 years, I believe, up until like 4 years ago.
Okay, and then like you said, I listened to your music, and you was talking about how you said your mom used to get abused by your dad, and I kind of went through the same thing. And then you were saying like you start hustling at an early age, you had two kids at 14. So you went through a lot of, you know, traumatic things to make you the person you are today. So I just want to know, you know, what did you learn anything from it? What did that teach you? Like, what did you take from that and learn from that? Going through all that?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, the tribulations of my life, you know, has made me who I am, point blank period. You know, not to be cliche, but I mean, going through things in life, like adversities, it builds character. And don't get me wrong, I wouldn't wish that upon no one, but I wouldn't take back any of my experiences for nothing, because it's why I am who I am, you know? So, I mean, you can't do nothing but take positive away from something that's negative that happened to you. So, I guess I'm just happy to hear. I'm here to talk about it.
You said something else that kind of struck a chord with me, too. You was talking about how how long you been rapping since, like, the 8th grade?
Yeah, the 8th grade, yeah.
Okay, and you were saying that the Bricks tape, that's your first project, and that just came out this year. And then you were saying I had to handle my business. So I want to know, you know, what took you so long, and what was your lesson learned from that?
I mean, honestly, it was always just a hobby for me. Like, I never wanted to pursue a rap career. I was always nice. I could never walk past a cypher without sticking my nose in and giving niggas a few bars, embarrassing dudes. But I mean, I guess it took for the resources to start lining up, and for people to be in my ear like, yo, Bricks, you wasting your talent, you know, this could be your ticket, da-da-da-da. So I'm like, you know what, let's give it a shot. So,
and I said, so what motivated you to write your first full song, and what was your first full song?
I've always written songs. Like, don't get me wrong, I wasn't just writing bars. I just never had the desire to share it with anyone. I would record, you know, here and there I would record, but I would always keep it to myself. I never shared it with anyone. So
it'd be like poetry a little bit?
Oh no, not poetry, not necessarily poetry, but I would record songs. I would actually record songs. You know, I had a little setup in my house, you know, with the mic hooked up to the computer, and I recorded songs on my own, but I just never put it out there.
So what was the point that you put it out there?
Late last year, you know, my close friend Kim, he's on some shit like, yo, we have too many things lining up as far as resources. We got DJs, you know, we got, you know, a promotion team, you know, people that are into promotion. We got producers, we got people who own studios. Like, he's like, yo, we need to start using these resources, and you need to stop wasting your talent. So I was like, all right, fuck it, let's go.
I want you to talk about the Bricks tape a little bit, because it's real dope, man. I like your style. Real nice. I want you to talk about the tape a little bit, let people know, you know, what they can expect from it, listening to it.
But the tape, all right, when people try to ask me about my quote-unquote lane, you know, I can't really put myself in a lane. There's so many different types of music on that tape. You know, there's music up there for everyone. You know, we got your R&B type records, we got your heavy hip-hop records, we got your, you know, your dance music, your party music. So I like to call it full spectrum hip-hop. Like, I can't put myself in a box, because I mean, I just can't. Like, I don't make one type of music. I'm not a conscious rapper, I'm not a party rapper, I'm not a backpacker. So I don't know what box to put myself in, but the Bridge Tape is just full spectrum hip hop. It's music for everybody.
Okay, and I want you to talk, we were just talking about the song earlier. I want you to talk about a little bit more to Pay Me Back, because we're about to go into that. So I want you to just let the listeners know a little bit about the song, give them a little introduction about it, a little background on it.
Well, basically, that song came about because, and I was going through something with someone who owed me some money. And it was quite a bit amount of money, and it was stressing me out. I'm calling him, he's not answering his phone, and I'm like, yo, this is in the middle of producing the Bridge Tape. So I'm like, yo, I'm about to make a song about this, because I'm pretty sure, you know, there's thousands of people who going through, you know, who go through the same bullshit with people who borrow money and then don't want to pay back. So that's pretty much where that song came from.
Yeah, if you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Just pay a nigga back. If you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Pay me more back. I ain't chasing you around for my money. If you owe me money, then give back to me. Nigga, if you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Yeah, let me tell you niggas. So I lent my man a couple $100, man. You know how niggas do. He spent his last on some products. So now he walk around fresh with nothing in his wallet. So he hit my BlackBerry like,
"Bricks, I need a solid."
You see, my niggas know if I got it, then they got it, man. It's nothing. I'll front it if you want it. But when that time comes to pay your nigga back, please have every dime, nigga, plus tax. Cause nigga, I don't play. Nope. When it comes to pay, you owe a nigga money, then pay me on the day that you said you was gonna pay. Cause nigga, I don't chase. Why the fuck you running, nigga? This is not a race. I'ma call your phone one time and that's it. I need my fucking bread, nigga. I am not rich. I got two kids that need new kicks, so I need my 200 cash back quick,
bitch.
If you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Just pay a nigga back. If you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Pay me back. I ain't chasing you around for my money. If you owe me money, then give back to me. Nigga, if you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Now I ain't gon' sit here in front like I never borrowed cash from a nigga. But if I borrow cash from a nigga, I'ma give it right back. He ain't never gotta ask for it, nigga. Cause frankly, I don't sleep good when I owe bread. Matter of fact, I don't eat good when I owe bread. Before I buy a meal, and this is on the rail, I'd rather pay a motherfucker back instead. Cause nigga, I don't play when it comes to paying niggas back. Cause I know how I feel when I loan it. If I borrow cash quick, fast, the next grind that passed, best believe I'm motherfucking on it. Niggas work hard for that money, legal or not. Niggas don't play about their motherfucking crap. I won't take a L, I put the phone down, cause I won't call it even like I won't call the cops.
Fuck the cops.
If you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Just pay a nigga back. If you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay a nigga back. Pay your nigga back. I ain't chasing you around for my money. If you owe me money, then give back to me. Nigga, if you owe a nigga money, nigga, pay your nigga back.
So I want you to talk about your creative process a little bit, like your writing process, how you do it in the studio, or do you write, and how you do it in the studio, like all that.
I definitely write, man. I'm not, you know, my creative process is real tedious, to be honest with you. Like, I'm not a rapper that's gonna be able to pump out a 16 in 30 minutes. Like, I put a lot of thought into each and every line. I try to make every line count. So sometimes it takes a little longer than others, but at the end of the day, man, it's about quality over quantity. So I mean, my creative process is just, sometimes it's slow and sometimes it's not, but for the most part, like I said, it's real tedious. I try to put a lot of thought behind every line. I try to make every line count.
And then do you write to the beat, or you just write before the beat and then you just get the beat?
Oh, nah, I write to the beat. See, with that Pay Me Back, though, I didn't have a beat for that when I came up with the concept of the song. So I kind of had the hook in my head, but it was, you know, it wasn't in stone until I got the beat, and I kind of tailored it to the beat. But 9 times out of 10, I get a beat, and then I write to the beat. But, you know, that 1 out of 10 times, you know, it's always because I'll have a concept or, you know, a certain hook will pop into my head, you know. So, but most of the time, it's definitely just writing to the beat.
And then how do you like your production team? Like, do you got like a certain set of producers you work with? Or are you open to work with new people? Or?
Oh, no, I'm definitely open to work with new people. You know, right now, I mean, I have one or two producers that I fuck with, Hard Body, but for the most part, we've been honestly just leasing beats, you know, because I mean, I'm real picky when it comes to production. Like, I'm real picky, you know, like even some dope producers have sat me down and let me listen to 50 beats and I probably like one, if that. So I'm definitely, you know, open to producers, man. Producers definitely send me some beats, man.
Alright. And I want to know who are some of your influences made you want to do this, influencing hip-hop music?
Well, I mean, like every kid growing up in Brooklyn, you know, Biggie and Jay-Z was definitely big, inspirations behind my love for hip-hop.
You said Tupac. Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, matter of fact, I'm not even going to say this because, you know, you're on the West Coast, but yeah, Tupac is ill. Yeah, like, I mean, I'm not going to say I was a Tupac fan, but I definitely respect him as an artist. Definitely. Can never take nothing away from Pac.
Nah, I was just messing with you. Who you saying though?
Nah. Hove, you know, Hove and Big, definitely. You know, that whole Wu-Tang era. You know, just early 90s hip-hop. That was my prime era of hip-hop. That's when I fell in love with hip-hop. So that's definitely my inspiration behind, you know, wanting to be involved in hip-hop.
You like AZ? He like one of my favorites.
Oh, for sure. AZ, Nas, that whole...
Jadakiss
is definitely, you know, one of my favorites.
So who would you want to be like, okay, if you could have, like, a song with two people, and any two people you want, like, they'd be like, budget is whatever, what two people would be?
Rappers or any artist in general?
Any artist in general.
To be honest with you, I would love to work with Adele. You know, she's a neo-soul artist. I don't know if you're familiar with her. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not too keen, especially during my creative process, I don't even like listening to rap, you know? I try not to even listen to rap while I'm recording it, and I've been recording now for, like, 5 months, 6 months. So if you ask me what's hot right now, I probably wouldn't be able to tell you. But Adele, like I said, she's a neo-soul artist. She's dope. If you don't know about her, check her out. She's from Europe, but she's off the hook. But let me see, another artist... Let me see. I'm not going to give you the obvious because I definitely love to work with Jay-Z, da da da, whatever. But let me see. Another artist that I would like to work with, Ryan Leslie. I would love to do a song with Ryan Leslie and have him produce a record for me because I feel like he's a genius.
Yeah, I would say this is one, that new, this is a new cat that reminds me of Ryan Leslie, Frank Ocean. That cat's pretty cool, too.
I heard about dude, man. I gotta check him out. Yeah. I heard about him, though.
He kind of sound like Ryan Leslie, but he got a stronger voice.
Okay. Like, yeah, I'm definitely looking him up. All
right. And I want to know, since you've been doing music, been in the industry, you know, what do you enjoy the most?
What I enjoy the most?
About the industry, the hip-hop game.
As far as with my journey in the industry... Probably, I would have to say performing, man, because it's crazy because before I've ever performed, I thought it was going to be one of the most terrifying things that I've ever had to do, but once I got up there, you know, I got a few shots of Bombay in my system, I was a good money, and I had the time of my life on stage, so I think that's probably the most enjoyable part about this whole journey for me so far.
What do you dislike?
What do I dislike? The politics, man. Like having to be phony sometimes, you know, to build certain relationships because you feel like you kind of need certain people's assistance, and I don't know. I don't like the politics of this shit.
I feel you. All right, and I want to know, what would you like to tell your fans and your supporters, like whatever you want to tell them.
Just to be open-minded when it comes to music, you know, I'm a very well-rounded person, so I may throw you off sometimes with some of the shit, you know, you may hear from me, but just be open-minded because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what hip-hop is about, man, like, just not staying in the box. You know, I think everybody wants to follow this, this mold, so to speak. And when they hear something that's a little out of the norm, they automatically shut it down. And, for people that's going to support me, you got to be open-minded, because I'm likely to pull out anything when it comes to the sounds or lyrics or whatever. So just be open-minded.
Yeah, you got to have that full spectrum music, huh?
Yes, sir. I mean, I'm not, don't get me wrong, it's not going to be nothing off the wall. But it's just not going to be what you expect from me. Let me just say it like that.
All right, I got a question. I want to say, like you said, not out of wall. So what's your opinion of that Lil B, I'm gay thing he trying to do? Because I was kind of trying to ride with him for a minute. But then all of a sudden he came out with that, and I got a bag back because I can't ride to that.
I mean, like, I haven't actually heard the record or anything that has to do with that. I mean, I heard that I'm a bitch or whatever the fuck you...
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bitch or whatever. I mean, I don't know, man. I don't judge nobody. You know, I can't knock nobody's wave. I can't get with that personally, you know, but I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, he's killing hip-hop or da-da-da. Like, I'm not gonna say all that. But if I don't fuck with it, I just don't fuck with it. And I'm not going to judge you just because, that's not my flow.
I got
to say about that.
All right, man. So I just want to say thank you for coming through Politic with me.
No problem, man. I really appreciate the invite, bro.
Yeah, no problem, man. Appreciate you. I would say you want to tell them how to hit you up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You can follow me on Twitter. You know, that's definitely the big way right now. So you can hit me up on Twitter, BrixTV, BRIXTV. Or you can hit my website, BrixMusic, BRIXMUSIK.com. And look me up on Facebook, Grand Crew Brix, you know.
Yeah, I would say we finna go into that Tough Talk. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. That's featuring my man Soufflé and the boy Cage. You know, real heavy record. It's getting some spins out here, local college radio and all that. So, if you go to BrixMusic.com, you can check out the video for that too.
Yeah, shit was tight. You saying one of them? You said one of them Tata, right? You Jay and one and another one.
Yeah. My man Cam is. I'm Jay. My man Cam is Dame, and my man Ash is Tata. That's what people calling us out here right now.
Yeah, we got the booth feeling like motherfucking perfectness, nigga.
All of my life, man, it's all that I wanted. And it's right there, I'm right on it. All of my life, man, it's all that I see. And it's in rage, said nothing for me. All of my life, man, it's like I've been searching for something to love and put trust in. They ain't give me nothing, so what do they want, baby?
Listen, you already, I'm after that fatty like Chini. Yeah, I'm talking cheese, hear me the loopy. I got two mouths to feed, I toss the koofy, which means I'm going ham. Cause that beef ain't bringing no income. And no, I ain't proud of stupid shit that I've been done. I was a young dumb nigga, fucking up the fun young nigga, fighting at the dance when they play jigger. Stalin in my step pops, Avirex, Gore-Tex, the OGs ballin', they telling me you're next. So I play the sideline, hoping that time fly. Surfing on my talent, man, it kept it so Wi-Fi. The truth come to light every time, so why lie? You a homo nigga, only bitches give side eyes. Ain't no pussy inside, I'm Jay Kim Dane, and my nigga Ash is Ty.
All of my life, man, it's all that I wanted. And it's right there, I'm right on it. All of my life, man, it's all that I see. And it's in rage, can't take nothing from me. All of my life, man, it's like I've been searching for something to love and put trust in. They ain't give me nothing, yeah. So what do they want, baby? They can't take nothing from
me. This medal on my neck means that I'm winning. I chase bucks like I'm defending Brandon Jennings. I run the offense, got these niggas out tense. Often, niggas get offended. Mama left him alone, daddy went and just forfeit. Now he all alone, just his dog and his 4/5. I moved a bird once, but I ran into vultures. Mix any with the goose, man, I call it the potion. My man get rid of white quicker than lotion. Yeah, they get the pipe, but I skip the devotion. Yeah, I am not the one, shorty, better use caution. I'm a fast talker like the man at the auction. Your boy's a welfare baby, product of the 80s, which explains why the flow so crack. From the home of Big J and Loso, we never ran out of bread, so we toast more.
All of
of my life, man, it's all that I wanted. And it's right there, I'm right on it. All of my life, man, it's all that I see. And it's enraging, said nothing for me. All of my life, man, it's like I've been searching for something to love and put trust in. They ain't give me nothing, so what do they want, man?
Tough talk.
They can't take nothing from me.
I put my feet from the young boys, the head and all, they squeeze on them. V's on them, landscapers plant trees on them. D's on them, they heard it out, the word of mouth. Had a dream, got my money clean in the dirty south. Big boss moves and trap phones. New Porsche, top missing in the back blown. Act grown, get smacked like your pops used to. The chrome in your mouth, that's what I call a Bluetooth. Deuce deuce in the hood, they call them thumpers. My niggas put in work and get going, they call them jumpers. Either pesos or dollars, it's all Fetty. The whole mob weathered the drought, we all ready. Pulled up in a Chevy, yeah, bitch, that's a rental. Take what's in the trunk out, believe the instrumental. Don't mention my tab, I'm all paid. Buck 50 in the club, or cut him a bold fade. Cage.
All of my life, man, it's all that I wanted. And it's right there, I'm right on it. All of my life, man, it's all that I see. And it's enraging, said nothing for me. All of my life, man, it's like I've been searching for something to love and put trust in. They ain't give me nothing, so what do they want, man?